Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm doing today's podcast sitting down, Melissa.
I don't
normally
care.
I stand. You're standing. Is it wrong for me to do this sitting down while you're standing? It's not very gentlemanly of me.
Kind of rude.
That's one of my biggest
don't
pet peeves. Yeah, no, it is. It's very rude. I'm going to continue to do it, but it's very rude. At least I'm acknowledging that it's rude. Because like a lot of times, like on the train, you'll get people that'll come in and they'll just like look for the open seat. And you'll see a lady standing. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy will come in and he'll find the seat. And it's like, dude, that lady is standing. Offer her the seat.
Oh, that never happens.
But I do that.
Then you are.
I do that on the train.
Do you? Because, I mean, I don't take the train that often. But when I do, that doesn't happen to me if it's full.
I know. Why are
people like that? I was pregnant
and
they wouldn't. Sometimes I wouldn't get offered a seat.
Chicago's.
When I was like big and ready to go.
This isn't New York. I get it happening in New York. But Chicago, like we're supposed to be nice here. Like nicer.
Well, I think we are nicer
Midwestern.
Here,
Midwest nice.
I think, you know, nothing. I think there's a lot of nice guys out there. But I think there are guys. There are. And you're one of them.
You were looking at me when you said it. So I just assumed you were referring to me.
I was referring to you. But some guys, I think, need to be reacclimated to just politeness.
Right. Yeah.
I really do. Like, I think some need to be retrained.
There needs to be a cotillion for adults.
Mm, there you go.
Or in college. Maybe in college. You have to go through
cotillion. How about senior year of high school?
Yeah. Yeah, where you're old enough to remember it.
Exactly.
Because I did
take 2 years, junior and senior year.
Yeah. I did cotillion when I was like really little.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated it. I did not want to be in it when I was doing it.
What stuck with you the most?
Most of it was like learning how to dance. Like I know how to like foxtrot, but that's it. You know, it's like, like we didn't learn the things that I thought we were going to learn, which is like setting a table, you know?
Yeah.
I still struggle with that. I'm like knives on the left, knives on the right. Honestly, you know how I remember
what,
or not how I remember, but you know what I refer back to thinking
what
on how to set a table?
How
they set it at Waffle House.
Oh my
gosh. Because before you order, the waitress will come down, lay down the thinnest of napkins that you've ever seen in your entire life, and then she'll lay down a knife, a fork, and a spoon, all on the napkin.
All on the napkin.
And so the knife is on the left, right?
Technically, yes. The knife is supposed to be on the left.
Left. Yeah, knife, left.
And then the fork's on the right. But what do you do if you're left-handed? Like, my son is left-handed. My boyfriend, Jim, is left-handed.
I think they
my
just...
My mom was left-handed.
That sucks for them, you know?
So it's like you're Lee. Somebody's going to say.
Sorry, dudes. You should have been right-handed. Like the rest of us. Okay. So the only perk you have in life is you have a better chance to get drafted in Major League Baseball. Other than that, sorry, dude. All right. That's a pretty good perk, though, for left-handers.
Did you know the worst thing that I didn't know that left-handers struggle with is that, and I never knew this until I had a kid, is when you write left hand, you smear your
and
words.
You get it on your hand. Yes.
Because
I do feel bad for him.
It runs across the paper. Your hand does. I was like, I never thought of that.
But again, that's on them, you know?
What?
Sorry, left-handers. You know, learn to write right-handed. Learn to be ambidextrous. Amphibious.
Are you...
Anamorphs.
Are you pushing left-handers to be more join, than what they are?
Join the right side. This is going to sound like... It's going to sound like it's like I'm trying to make some like political undertone statement. Hey, lefties, join the right.
God.
That's not what I mean by
that.
Yeah,
we're just talking about hands.
No.
Left-handedness.
Yeah. Did you see recently the video of it? Was it just came out? Like ESPN threw it out. There's a kid who's coming up in like high school right now. Plays quarterback, and he can throw with both arms.
Oh, really?
Like really well with both arms.
No, I didn't know that.
Zah, zah, like
really?
That. I was doing the throwing motion. That probably doesn't equate
translate,
well on,
yeah,
on audio. But
so when he's running. And he's getting ready to throw the ball, and say the football's in the right hand,
uh-huh,
and someone's coming to get him. Does he immediately go left to like throw them off?
He
and
could
then throw left hand.
He could if he wanted to.
That's
so.
Really
in the video,
cool.
He's holding two footballs, and
really?
he's like rolling out to his right, and he'll throw one with one arm and throw the other with the other arm.
Really?
The problem with that is like when I try and do it, I look really good throwing with my right arm, not to brag. But when I throw with my left arm, it's like I've never even watched sports in my life. Like, that's what I look like. Like, I look so uncoordinated with whenever I try and throw anything with my left hand.
Do you have a football at your house?
Or, like, swing a golf club? Oh, yeah, I got a football at my house.
Okay, you bring that in tomorrow, okay?
Why? You want a video of me throwing with my left arm?
Yes, sir.
Oh, jeez. All right, but then we get a video of you throwing with your dominant arm.
Well, I look cool.
Yeah, right.
I do.
Do you know how to throw a football?
Heck yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Be honest, Melissa.
Yeah, I can throw a football.
You don't seem confident whenever you're answering this.
I know that you're supposed to put your fingers on the strings.
Okay.
Is that right? Right?
I mean, yes. Yeah.
So I know that.
Okay.
And I know when you pull back.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you throw... You know, the follow through, and then you put that spin on it, so it spins.
That's so funny. So I've never, whenever I like started throwing a football, I never learned, or like, no one ever said like you got to spin the football when you throw. It's just whenever I would throw, it just was a spiral, because I think just the motion.
Because
but like
you're natural,
and this is not. I don't want this to sound sexist, but. Every female that I've ever tried to teach to throw football has always asked that specific question. So do my fingers, does the football just roll off my hand? Like do I have to spin the football on my own to make it spiral? And so it's like, it's just funny that it's like every single,
but there is
my
like
wife
a,
asked
there
the same
is
thing.
Like
I had to teach Meredith how to throw a football, and I did not do a good job because she still cannot.
Well, there is a technique to getting it to spiral though.
I guess. Yeah.
There
but
really
but
is.
I don't think it's anything that you need to focus on when throwing. I think you just need to focus more on your form than focus on the of making sure the football spins when it releases out of your hand. If that makes sense. Does
okay.
that make any sense?
So if I were to throw a football,
yeah.
If I threw it five times and I did it okay 3 out of 5, does that mean, and the other two were awful, does that mean I would still be considered okay throwing a football like I knew how?
If you threw a football 5 times, it'd probably be a turnover on downs.
I don't even know what that means.
You have 4 downs in football.
Oh, okay.
If you threw 5 times,
oh, I
turn the
you.
Ball over on
oh,
downs.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
This is funny. I think, yeah, no, if you threw it 5 times, I think the more you throw it, I think you'd eventually get it. If you just worked on your form. But yeah, was that your question?
I know. I said if I threw it 5 times,
yeah,
and 3 out of 5 were pretty good,
yeah,
would I officially be known as a girl that knows how to throw a football?
I would say 3 out of 5, yes. Yes. 3 out of 5, yes.
Even if the other two
more
were
than
like,
half.
horrendous.
Well, if they're horrendous, then no. But like if they're just off a little bit or.
So what if I got 2 out of 5 that were really good and the other 3
no.
were just sort of
no,
okay.
You
got
to be over 50%. Oh, sorry. Okay. 50% completion rate.
All right.
Sorry.
Thanks.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Advanced stats.
Fine.
Oh my gosh. If you played football, Melissa, and not to make this entire podcast football eccentric, but I just love talking sports. What position?
Because next time we're going to talk makeup.
Okay. All right. I can do that. Do you want to do that right now?
No.
I could talk some makeup. Uh-uh. I've worn makeup before.
You would not make a pretty girl.
Wait. Okay. That was completely not on topic. That was out of left field.
Yeah, but you don't have the facial features to pull off.
I wouldn't make a pretty girl. Okay. First of all, I need to show you.
You look too manly.
I need to show you a photo of me. With those female photo filters where it gives you the long hair and you look like a girl. Melissa, you would be stunned. You'd be like, oh my gosh, who is that?
Well, yeah, but don't they change your features?
Lady?
Do they change your features? Do they soften your features? You have... Oh my gosh!
See? Aren't I a catch a little bit? I mean, I could lose a little bit of weight in my face, but... Huh? Cute. You can't tell me I don't look at least cute.
You do look cute in that.
Thank you. It's a photo of
that
me.
That is so funny.
It's one of those facial photos of like where it turns like a guy into a girl. And so it like...
Do they have the one that turns the girl into a guy, right?
I've got... No, all I've got is my father-in-law as a girl too. And my brother-in-law as a girl. But I'm the cutest of... So this is my brother-in-law. I'm the cutest of the girls. That's my father-in-law.
Oh my God, it looks like Meredith.
Hey, okay.
Oh my gosh, it looks like Meredith. It looks like your wife.
That's what the entire family thread said.
Oh, holy cow.
And it is scary, Melissa, because my wife looks insanely like my father-in-law.
Man.
And so there will be times where I'm just hanging out with my father-in-law or where I'm just hanging out with Mare, and I feel like I'm hanging out with the other one.
Oh my gosh. Because sometimes... My boyfriend Jim looks so much like his mother.
Really?
That there are times like, I know it sounds strange and it weirds me out, what? But I'll like look at him or I'll go to give him a hug or kiss or something on the cheek. And I mean, his mom flashes into my brain because he looks like his mom.
Really?
Yeah. It's so weird.
That is, it's kind of gross.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah. No, yeah. I deal with that a lot.
Love her to death.
Sometimes I feel
God.
Like I'm kissing my father-in-law.
Oh, isn't it awful?
I don't want
it. Doesn't feel right.
On the list of people I want to kiss, my father-in-law is probably low, probably towards the bottom.
I get you on that. That's so weird.
Yeah.
But this person, by the way, that you did the same thing to.
Yeah, that's my brother-in-law.
Might be a little bit prettier than you.
Stop! No! I got a much cuter smile. Look at that smile. That's perfect. Perfect smile. Much better smile. Maybe in like the other, like, no. Even my hair's better. My fake hair that the app gave me. Yeah. Also, is now a good time to point out that my father-in-law listens to every single one of these episodes?
Oh, you're in big trouble. You are in
like
big
religiously.
Trouble.
I'm going to get a text about this episode whenever it lands.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be super offended, as he should be.
He's not at the bottom. I said he's close to the bottom of the list of people I'd like to kiss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.